Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Thursday afternoon, and we are almost to the weekend, and you just heard the forecast with Peyton Malone, so some exciting weather coming on Sunday. Well, I think it's exciting. I mean, Coleman's not going to like it because it's chilly, and that's okay. And I know a lot of you don't like it either. But, hey, I'm all in for the cold weather this time of year. So cold front's coming through here, maybe touching off a few showers, but it is going to be frigid overnight, Sunday night, and Monday morning, and really cold on Monday. I think the high Monday is going to be in the upper 40s. And that's on the South Shore, so that's pretty cold. Hey, we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. I was talking yesterday about the ICE agents, and many of them were just rubber stamped without any vetting because they just needed to get a bunch of people in there. And so as a result of that, we don't know who some of these people are, and they might not be any better than the illegal immigrants that they're trying to find. So there is a story, and this is only one, and you cannot judge all ICE agents by the behavior of one or two or three or four. But an ICE agent has been accused of putting a woman in a chokehold. He's been arrested, being held without bond right now. And I wrote a blog about this, which is posted at WWL.com. Are the ICE agents in Louisiana qualified? And I go into some details about that. We'll talk more about that later in the show. Also, I don't know whether you noticed this, but I was driving in just before noon and then around noon, and I saw these two military planes flying over the city. They were four-engine cargo planes, like a C-31. You know, they weren't the biggest of the cargo planes, but they were definitely cargo planes. They were flying in what I would describe as a very loose formation. And they were flying a couple of hundred feet over the city. And they were flying around the city, and then around the city, and then they would fly back in this direction and then come back around the city. And they were flying around the city for a while. So I had Ian call the Naval Air Station, Belle Chasse, to see what was going on. Well, it's not their people. What we found out is that's the Air Force from Biloxi. And the Naval Air Station here doesn't know what they're doing. So, I mean, is that just maybe a little unsettling? They're flying over our city, a couple hundred feet over the city, military planes, and they don't know what they're doing.
I mean, they don't know what they're doing sounds a little bit more mysterious than it probably is. You know, I probably should have said when I told you this, they have no information about their operational schedule today.
Okay, well, maybe we should call...
That's a little less alarming, isn't it?
Let's call the Air Force Base.
Is that Keesler?
Keesler, yeah. Eglin is... that's the one in Florida. Yeah, it's Keesler Air Force Base. Let's call Keesler Air Force Base.
And okay. Just,
I want to know what the hell their planes are doing over here. Are they planning some kind of attack? I mean, is Biloxi planning some kind of attack of New Orleans? And they're sending their Air Force planes over here? And Ian, look, I understand what you're saying, that, you know, if you know, we don't know if there's anything wrong. But if we make like there's nothing wrong at all, that's just not very good radio.
No.
So we've got to make it seem like maybe there's some kind of, you know, malicious intent
like
here.
Like we're being invaded by Biloxi?
Well, Biloxi, they, look,
one
I don't
if
know.
By air, two if by sea?
I don't know what goes on
anything
in Biloxi.
Anything could happen.
But look, we're watching very closely. We're watching Lakeshore Drive, Lake Pontchartrain, because they could land some boats and just walk up the steps.
Yeah, just come on up here, guys.
So yeah. We don't know what's going on.
Stop at the blue crab, why
but,
don't you?
You know, but I mean, wouldn't you think that there would be some communication with the military that like, hey, like we're in your airspace.
I don't know, man.
This is the airspace of, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is the airspace of the Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse. And you're going to send some Air Force cargo planes flying over our city, a couple hundred feet over the city, continue to fly around the city. And they don't know what's going on.
Hey, man, you're on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
Well, apparently.
You know?
But I'm on a want-to-know basis, and I do want to know.
Well, I'll make sure I tell the PAO that when I get him on the phone at Keesler. Scoot wants to know what your operational schedule is today for that squadron.
If they sound suspicious at all, you know, I want you to detect that in their voices because, you know, I don't want there to be some kind of surprise attack on New Orleans. You know, for Biloxi, I mean, you know, look, you know, they're doing so well with their casinos and they do so many great things on the Gulf Coast. They may have bigger thoughts in mind. I don't know. All I know is that we've got some Air Force planes, cargo planes from Biloxi flying over our city. Is this a reconnaissance mission and the jets are coming next? I don't know. You know,
Why would they send cargo planes for reconnaissance? They're like, we must maintain the disguise. Don't send an actual recon outfit. Just send some cargo planes. Have them circle around a couple times.
Yeah, they'll never figure it out.
Scoot's like, whoa. You got to get to the bottom of this.
Look, I'm sorry, man. I see these military planes flying over the city, and I just want to know what the hell is going on.
That's what I told the public affairs person at Belle Chasse. I was like, he just loves this sort of thing. He just really wants to know about airplanes. He sees a plane he doesn't recognize in the sky. He gets all twisted up about it. You know, I got other stuff to do. And he's like, Ian, I got to get you.
Hey,
you got to figure out what those planes are doing.
Whatever happened to if you see something, say something. Well, I'm seeing something.
I've seen
planes
something.
In the sky. I'm looking out of the window now.
God,
I don't see them. I don't see them right now. Did anybody else see these planes?
No, they went back up to 30,000 feet. You spooked them. They were like, we've been seen. We got a tail. Our cover's
busted.
Pull up. Elevate. Big time.
Get out of here. He saw us.
New Orleans Air Traffic Control. Do we have permission to climb to 3,000 feet?
Get out of there. His producer's calling around trying to get information.
We're busted.
We have
been exposed.
We're compromised.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I just want to find out. That's all.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll let you know. I mean, as soon as we know something, we'll let you know something. But I take this, if you see something, say something very seriously. So the U.S. military seized this large oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Why was it seized? Well, the president said yesterday it was seized for good reason. And that's all the president said. Now, he campaigned on the idea that he was going to end wars. And he would not start wars. But it sure seems like he's kind of itching to start something with Venezuela because he wants to get this guy, who's a dictator, who was apparently illegally elected, he wants to get him out of office. It's interesting how infatuated this president seems to be with the president of Venezuela. Look, this is a bad dude. Not the president, the president of Venezuela. This is a bad dude. And you know, I guess if we can get him out of there, that's fine. Venezuela's got a lot of oil. So here's my understanding. Venezuela is, we have an embargo against Venezuela or something to that effect, an oil embargo with Venezuela when it comes to oil. So I do believe the United States had every right to seize that ship. And I don't know whether you saw it yesterday, but right after I got off the air, they were showing video of the helicopter and the ropes dropping down. And U.S. soldier, I think the Coast Guard did it with the help of, I don't think it was the National Guard, but the Coast Guard, this was really a Coast Guard operation. And sometimes, you know, you think the Coast Guard, they're out there just to give people tickets for drinking while they're boating. No, the Coast Guard, you know, they're highly trained people. And they do dangerous missions quite often. And, you know, those drug dealers have a lot of guns, and that's one of the things that they do. So anyway, it was kind of cool to watch them go down the ropes and board the ship. And then they've got the guns, and they're all walking around watching each other's back. And they're basically commandeering this large oil freighter. The president was asked, what are we going to do with the oil? And he says, well, we're going to keep it. But, I mean, it's not much oil to make that much difference, but, you know, I mean, it's a little bonus, I guess. But apparently we have every right to seize that. But it does seem as if the president is working toward some kind of mission against Venezuela. And I just want to remind you that these politicians, it's real easy for them to order our military into combat, into a combat zone. And Venezuela is not going to be any kind of formidable foe for the United States. But if we send troops there, and if we have troops on the ground in Venezuela, it's quite possible that U.S. soldiers are going to die. That means that somebody's son, daughter, mother, father may get killed. So, you know, it's very serious stuff, even though Venezuela is, you know, a smaller country. And again, they don't have a military. I mean, they're not going to be a formidable foe at all. But again, when you send our troops into a combat zone, it's really serious stuff. Also, what do you give your child that has everything? There are some ideas. And you know, honestly, you know, kids, a lot of kids are spoiled. My grandkids are spoiled. They've got so many toys. And it's interesting because my daughter-in-law was talking about the very thing that I read in this article about an alternative to give the kids who have everything for Christmas. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, there are families with these huge attention-getting Christmas displays. And the neighbors complain that they're ruining the neighborhood because they attract so much traffic. There was controversy years ago over Al Copeland, his big display. This was on, I guess it was False Drive in Metairie. And so many people went there that people in the neighborhood complained because they couldn't get in and out of their neighborhood. And I understand that, but are they helping spread the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of the holidays? Or is this just a nuisance when people do this? We'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. And also, I've got to get to this. I've been talking about this for a couple of days and haven't gotten to it yet. How do you know if your child's being radicalized on social media? And we'll talk about some of the things to look for and some of the things that you might want to talk to your kids about a little bit later. And also, I have got to tell you what happened on South Park. I don't want to tell you the end, but you know the drama. Satan is pregnant with the president's child. The president and Satan boinked. And I guess there was no protection because Satan got pregnant. Satan is close to delivering. And there are people who are trying to stop this birth because they think it's going to be terrible. Satan is very excited about it, but not everybody wants it to happen. The president doesn't even want it to happen. And the president has been having an affair with the vice president. Well, Satan learns about this. Again, I'm not going to tell you everything because I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's really funny. It's a final, I think this is the final episode of this particular, I don't know if it's the final episode of the season or the final episode of this series of new episodes that they've had concerning the president. You think Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel, and you think others are critical of the president with their humor? I can't believe that the president is not on an all-out rage to bring an end to South Park. And I don't think he can. I don't think he's in a position to have the power to do that, and I don't think there's anything that he can do to stop it. But, man, you would not believe how derogatory this is toward the president. and I know many of you would argue, well, you know, the presidency should be respected to the point where we don't disrespect the president that way. That, you know, you can make jokes and have fun, but I mean, this stuff, I mean, showing the president having, you know what, Boykin Satan, and then Boykin the vice president, cheating on Satan. The president is cheating on Satan with the vice president. And the vice president, you know, even though Satan's pregnant, the vice president, who is depicted as Tattoo from Fantasy Island, says things like, "I still love you, boss. I still love you, boss." I mean, look, it's really funny stuff. So I'll give you a review without telling you the end, the big drama about the baby. I'll do the best I can to give you a review of South Park. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. And I invite you, if you've never been a caller before, I invite you to become a first-time caller on FTC. We'll give you a little extra treatment on the air. And if you've never done it, you talk back to the radio because you've got opinions and you want to finally call in, well, you know, call in today and we'll give you a little extra treatment. And we always, always appreciate the first-time callers into our show. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio, doing what he can to find out about military operations over the city. If you are just tuning in right now, there were some cargo planes, two cargo planes flying in loose formation over the city, several hundred feet over the city, for a period of time. They were circling around the city of New Orleans. The Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse doesn't know what they're doing. We did find out that they're Air Force cargo planes from Biloxi, Kiso Air Force Base. They're from Biloxi. And so this has got me curious about what is Biloxi planning? Are they planning some kind of attack or takeover of the city of New Orleans, sending these cargo planes over here to, do a reconnaissance mission or something? Did you find out any more?
Yes. They're flying over cargo planes full of chips to the IP Resort and Casino.
Okay.
As they're going to blanket the city with these chips. As you know, it's a marketing gimmick so that we all go over to Biloxi and play our chips at the casino.
No, seriously. We haven't found out yet.
No, I haven't found out yet.
Okay. That would be a hell of an idea.
That would be. I mean, that's. I'm firing pearls out here today. That would be a great business.
I would like it to be that innocent. I'm deeply concerned about these Air Force planes circling at several hundred feet over the city, circling around our city. They're from Biloxi, and the Naval Air Station here doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Hey, you got what is that on your forehead there? You got like, it's a little red laser on the back. Okay, all right. Duck, 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 ho, ho. Okay, all right. All right. Only kidding. No, the person I spoke to at Keesler said it's the 403rd Wing and gave me a phone number for them, so I'll try them all in commercial.
Okay, yeah, I mean, well, it's interesting that we talked to all these people, and what, they're just planes out there, military planes flying around, and you've got to make this great effort to find out what they're doing. Like, you would think the public information officers would know exactly what's going on, but apparently they don't. Adding to the suspicion of what were those cargo planes doing flying several hundred feet over the city, and you may have seen them a little while ago. All right, this is coming up next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Smoothie King Center. It's Trans-Siberian Orchestra. To me, this is one of the great Christmas traditions. This year, the story is Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra and more. It's a brand new show. If you have never been, it's hard to describe it to you, but it is a rock experience woven around a story. And there's a narrator who does this story, and the rock music around it is just incredible. The light show is as great a light show as you have ever seen at a rock concert. It is rock. It is Christmas. It's a compelling, interesting story that sometimes gives you chills. And the talent that is on that stage for this band, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is unbelievable. If you think that this is like some, you know, violins and cellos and upright basses and it's all melodic, no, it's not, man. I know the name is Trans-Siberian Orchestra, but they kick ass. It is an amazing Christmas show rock music woven around this great story. The Ghost of Christmas Eve is the story this year. So we're going to talk to Al Petrelli, who is one of the creators of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We'll talk to him in the next hour of the show. And this is part of the new album, Ghost of Christmas Eve, from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I'm telling you, man, it is great Christmas music done in a rock genre, and it's just amazing. And the light show is incredible. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon, and we'll be right back.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On WWL. All right, I saw two cargo planes driving in from West End a little while ago. I saw two cargo planes flying in loose formation, very low over the city. They were circling New Orleans multiple times. And we called the Naval Air Station, Belle Chasse. They don't know what they're doing. Called the Air Force in Biloxi at Keesler Air Force Base. The first call went to public service information, public information officer. They didn't know what they're doing, but they gave us the number of the 403rd Wing of the Air Force at Keesler Air Force Base. And now we know what they were doing. And Ian has that information for us.
Okay, I had to go through several layers of pretty intense security.
Yes.
You know, I had to make sure that, I had to give a voice identification sort of print, you know, where you say your name and like a little passphrase and all that. And then you had to turn two keys at the same time, right? Like, and it opens up this failsafe.
Right, right.
And then I was finally able to speak to the PAO. I had to, you know, give some blood and a thumbprint and all that. And then I finally got the PAO on the phone and I said, hey, Scoot's kind of an airplane guy and he's real curious about this. And, you know, if you'd please just tell us what the 403rd is doing here. And they said, Are we? Is it okay to? Is it okay to do this? Because I don't want to get in trouble. Right, I mean, I don't want to blow something up here.
First of all, yes, I'm an airplane guy, but I'm also a patriotic American. And when I see something, I say something. And I see these two military planes circling several hundred feet above the ground over the city of New Orleans multiple times. They're circling around. They're moving in a different direction, circling back around. And I just want to know what the hell they're doing. And now we find out they're from the Air Force Base in Biloxi. And I was wondering if there might be some kind of military operation that the Air Force is planning against the city of New Orleans.
Okay. Well, I guess they wouldn't have told me this if they didn't think it was okay to tell you.
Okay.
And then by proxy, the audience, the general public. I haven't cleared this with Odyssey's lawyers, so
here we go.
You know, if I go down, I'm taking you with me, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know anything about this.
I talked to the 403rd, and they said those planes are flying over New Orleans because it's a training mission. It's a training exercise. The pilots have to be occasionally recertified on the C-130J, and so they're doing a training exercise over New Orleans. It's a thing that they do sometimes. Sometimes they do it over New Orleans, and sometimes they do it over Pensacola, and it's a totally routine training exercise, and there's no invasion. There's no danger. Okay. The public is safe. There's nothing to be concerned about.
Okay.
It's just a routine training.
Okay,
it's just a routine training.
Oh, my
exercise.
God. That's such a relief.
God.
I mean, why New Orleans, though? I mean, what, do we look like downtown Caracas?
Good Lord.
I mean, if we're planning anything in Venezuela, what, do we have similarities with Caracas?
Yeah, there's probably some architectural similarities there. Yeah, I mean, downtown Caracas.
There was Spanish influence.
Oh, Spanish influence. Big
Spanish
time,
influence
big
here
time,
in the
big
quarter.
Big time influence. Yeah, you probably noticed some similarities. Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, well, maybe that's why they picked New Orleans over Pensacola.
Caracas.
Yeah, well, anyway, we got this figured out. I appreciate the work that you did, and I wanted to direct you in different directions because, again, you know, questions come to mind when I see these things, and I wanted to make sure that we got this taken care of. So I'm really glad we did. Do you want to get to some text messages?
Here's a text message that says, as you guys keep talking, they're pinging your location. So watch what you say.
Oh, wow.
They may have you locked on target. Sometimes knowing stuff doesn't come in your favor.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Are we safe here?
I mean, we're not safe anymore. I mean, you have broken a barrier. You have broken a barrier and gone deep into this mission, this training mission. Well, we take those planes, a four-engine plane like that probably travels, I don't know, I'm going to take a guess, 300 miles an hour, 275.
Sure, whatever you want. You're the airplane guy.
I don't know. It's not going to take them long to get, from Keesler Air Force Base over New Orleans. But I just found it curious that they were flying over the city, and I found it very curious that the Naval Air Station didn't know what they were doing.
I love it when we get you talking about airplane stuff. You know, it's like the days when it's like, okay, which runway are they going to use? Because you can't use this north-south runway, then the winds blow a certain way. Well, the pilot's got to do this for this certain kind of plane. Oh, is that a 737 or 747 MAX? Like,
do you remember when I theorized why President Trump came here in the 757 rather than the Air Force One 747.
Yeah, what was your big theory about that?
The theory was a strong cold front had come through here, and so there was a very strong north wind. And so they would have to use the east-west runway for the 747 because the north-south runway at the airport is too short. So they had to use the other plane, which becomes Air Force One when the president gets on it, but they had to use the 757. And he's probably going, you know, the president, you know, why am I in this cramped plane? I mean, there's just no room in here.
It's too tiny. We need a much bigger, more beautiful plane.
But it was because, I think it was because of that strong, strong north wind. They had to use the north-south runway, which was too short for the 747. So, yeah, I do like talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you had a license or were working towards
a license? Yeah, I had a student pilot license. Uh-huh. And, you know, I ran out of money and then got into radio and got preoccupied with this. But, you know, I really wanted to be an airline pilot.
Here's a text that says, this is Steve. Steve says, Ian and Scoot, a routine training exercise? That's what they tell you when they don't want you to know what they're really doing. Get real. Was the big door out the back of the plane open? Maybe they were throwing some illegal immigrants out into the middle of the lake? No!
That guy's
right,
though.
Don't do that. You can't just throw people into the lake. But that's what they do in, like, you know, Iraq, man. Don't throw people out of planes.
But that guy's right. When they don't want you to know, they say, it's a routine mission. It's just a routine training mission. Bombs are dropping. They're doing reconnaissance. They're finding out specific targets. And they're just saying, it's just a routine training mission.
Ugh, here's another text that says, routine, my butt, another diabolical plan hatched by the man. Good work. Here's a text that says, do they do the training here just in case they have a catastrophic incident? It doesn't hurt their people over there. Wait. That's not fair. Kiesler, don't send your people over here for the training exercise. I mean, God forbid there's an accident and something goes wrong, but, you know, keep that stuff in Mississippi. We got enough problems.
Well,
over
yes,
here.
Yes. I mean, we don't need. I mean, look, if one of those things went down, I mean, it would cause
God forbid.
Quite a tragedy because it's a cargo plane. It's a pretty big plane, and God knows what they have on board there.
Soothsayer Sam is listening today. He says the C-130J cruises at 330 to 345 miles an hour with a maximum speed of 400 miles an hour.
Okay, I was close. I was close, and he had the benefit of being able to look it up. But thanks for the information.
We better stop there. Let's take a break.
Okay. All right. You want to join us with your comment? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, so again, apparently there's nothing to worry about right now with this large oil tanker being seized yesterday by the U.S. Government. It was off the coast of Venezuela. Why was it seized? Well, apparently there's an embargo against oil when it comes to Venezuela, so we had every right to do that. And there was even someone on CNN backing up the president's right to do this, that it was the right thing to do. All right, it is the holiday season. It feels like it. It's going to feel even more like the holiday season Sunday night and Monday morning, but it's just a beautiful afternoon and a great time of year, and I'm Scoot, and I'm glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon on
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
WWL. The 2026 Jazz Fest lineup is out early. Sir Rod Stewart is going to be there, and that's going to be one of the must-sees on my list. I've seen Rod so many times, but you know, what I love about performers who have been around for a long time is that, you know, they're getting older. They still, I mean, Rod Stewart still looks great and still performing. I mean, he's really close to 80, if he's not 80. And Mick Jagger is 80. And look at the way these guys are. I mean, they are still rocking. And, you know, I think deep in the subconscious of the boomer generation is this idea that what we were liking when we were young, that music, those artists, it was just a passing fad that was going to go away. Well, our parents were wrong. I mean, the music that we liked has been everlasting. And the Beatles are as popular with so many generations more today than, you know, even in the past. So it's truly amazing when somebody like Rod Stewart is still performing. And as often as I've seen him, I will love to see him again, because as I mature, I'm watching Rod Stewart mature too. And there's something comforting in that. And this is why I have said that when Kurt Cobain killed himself at the age of 27, the first thing that came to my mind was he robbed a young generation of watching him mature over the years. That Kurt Cobain would get older, and the people who liked him, that grunge generation that loved him, that he and their in the music of Nirvana and Soundgarden and Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam, all that. That music defined their lives, and Kurt Cobain was the central figure of that, and he robbed that young generation of watching him mature, which would have given them the same security that I get or that many of you get when you still see people like Rod Stewart. So Rod Stewart, the Eagles, another example of that. Lainey Wilson, and of course a lot of locals will be there as well. So we've got the full lineup on our website, WWL.com. I'm Scoot on the air. It's kind of a nice, very pleasant, little slightly chilly a Thursday afternoon, December the 11th. And holiday season is here, and I hope things are going well for you. Try not to stress too much about that. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Okay, so we've been talking about the planes, the low-flying planes. We didn't know if, you know, Biloxi is trying to invade Louisiana or whatever. And here's a text that says, well, the civil defense just interrupted WWL for an emergency broadcast test, quote-unquote, just a test.
That's right.
That was kind of awkward timing. You know, I got to run one of these weekly tests.
Yeah,
I like to do it Thursday afternoons just so I don't ever forget. And I've got a little sheet in here that shows, you know, I got to check off a little box that says I ran a required weekly test. Because this is a very important piece of equipment up here, the emergency alert machine.
I would hate to have your job. I mean,
promise
you have to
it's
do all
a coincidence.
Stuff.
I have to do all kind of stuff.
I know.
On
just
top of
here.
All the stuff I do, I got to deal with, well, never mind. Here's a text that says...
You know, people shake hands with me sometimes and they'll say, hey, your hands are really soft. Well, I'm not doing any hard labor in here. I mean, I'm pushing a button.
Well, those buttons aren't going to push themselves.
That's right. Damn.
Well,
right.
Actually, I could turn your mic off and on for
yes, you.
Yes,
you could.
If your fingers were like,
I can't do it.
Can you turn on my microphone?
I wonder if I'll get to the point where hell he is.
I
is Scoot on the air. Can you turn that mic on for me?
Here's a text that says, I looked on the Flight 24 app. And I watched them fly over the lake to the North Shore, then Biloxi. Tell Scoot, download the Flight 24 app, and you can see flights in real time.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
But wait a minute.
I know about the Marine Radar app.
They
I didn't
went,
know about what?
They went to the North Shore.
Yeah.
Were they pretending that Lake Pontchartrain was like... I'm thinking about if the administration is thinking about going to war with Venezuela.
Right.
That if this was a training mission, maybe they were going to the North Shore pretending the lake was the Caribbean Ocean, and they're, you know, going across water, because they're going to have to go across water to get to Venezuela. And in fact, Biloxi, you know, that Air Force base is directly north of Venezuela. So they would pretend that the lake is the Caribbean.
They pretend the lake is the Caribbean, and maybe like, you know, the Chifuncta is the Orinoco River. They've got it all mapped out.
And we all know that that's one of the great recreational rivers of Venezuela.
Who could forget the Orinoco River?
And then, of course, downtown New Orleans might look like downtown Caracas. They've got it all. They're mapping it all out. Mapping out the plans.
When we talk about how, you know, you listen to the Scoot Show and you hear information you might not get on other radio shows or other radio stations, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about.
That's right, because nobody else
is talking about this.
No.
Well, they don't want you to know about this.
Well, that's right.
They think you can't handle it.
They may be part of it. They may be part of the conspiracy.
I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, they were doing it over Biloxi last night. And since the base is here in Biloxi, we see that type of flyover a lot more often.
Well, we see jets. I mean, I see jets in really tight formation flying over the city. And I believe they're from the Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse. I see that often. What I don't see is military cargo planes flying over the city at a very low altitude, circling the city, then going back and circling again. And just, you know, apparently they went to the North Shore, went across the lake. So, I just was curious as to why that was happening. And so now we know if they're telling us the truth, because they might just be saying, oh, it's a routine mission because they don't want us to know the secrecy behind Operation Caracas. All right. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. But Ian's right about that. You're not going to hear this stuff on any other talk show. Nobody would dare talk about some of the things we talk about. I'm Scoot. We will be back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1964, Sam Cooke was killed at the age of 33. The manager of the Hacienda Hotel in Los Angeles shot him 3 times, killed him. The manager claims Sam Cooke assaulted her and then raped her friend. The incident was declared justifiable homicide, so no charges were filed and Sam Cooke was dead. Man, you know, you just got to know how to treat ladies. I think it was Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose said it best, just to treat her like a lady. That's the best thing you need to do. All right, I'm Scoot, and we're going to come back and talk about this big event. It's an annual Christmas event for me. It is a Christmas experience. If you've never been, you need to think about going. It's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming next Wednesday night. We'll talk to one of the creators of that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.